The federal government has stared down a threat from one of the world's biggest tech companies, Facebook, to block Australian news if the tech giant is forced to follow a new mandatory bargaining code and start paying news publishers for their content. Facebook says the ACCC's proposed code, quote, misunderstands the dynamic of the internet and defies logic. The company's refused all interview requests, including from one from here, from us and RM Breakfast, but it has put out an audio statement about why they're making this threat.
This is absolutely not our first choice. It's in fact our last choice. And it's incredibly disappointing that we find ourselves in this position. But unfortunately, it's our only option to protect against proposed legislation that we believe is an overreach and will hurt, not help, the long-term future of Australia's news and media sector.
That's the audio statement issued yesterday by Facebook's Australian Managing Director, Will Easton, who said no to an interview. Hugh Marks is the Chief Executive Officer of Nine, which has interests in television, Channel 9, of course, radio, digital media, and major mastheads, including the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and the Australian Financial Review. Hugh Marks, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Facebook's argument centres around the fact that it helps Australian news outlets get, because it on those on Facebook, they got 2.3 billion additional clicks this year. That's traffic worth an estimated $200 million, according to Facebook. Can you afford to call its bluff here? Can you live without Facebook?
Well, I think we can. I mean, the notion that they're suggesting that they would now remove news from their platform, when we know that a lot of Australians now use Facebook to consume news, which would mean that they'd be left with, you know, fake news and I guess a lot of unverified stuff, and the balance would be all out. And so it's kind of odd that Facebook would now suggest that they can have a platform that would exclude, you know, reliable news sources.
Yeah, but they would say it's odd that you would be demanding payment when they're letting you, helping you, reach not millions, billions of people for free. 2.3 billion additional clicks this year through to Australian news sites.
Yeah, I think, but the question here, Fran, is a lot of our news is consumed in Facebook and not consumed, clicked out into our environment. So really the argument is about what's the value of that to Facebook. Now, they are a monopoly, right? So if there were two social platforms and we could have a commercial deal with one of them to upload our news and not the other, well, the one that we could upload the news to would be the preferred choice by Australians. The fact is there's only one social platform, it's a monopoly, and we've been in a position where we haven't been able to negotiate a commercial outcome because of that monopoly position. But there is no doubt that with Australians using Facebook to consume a large amount of news, there is value being provided by us as well.
The statement said, maybe we could just try and clarify this, what you understand it to be. The statement from Facebook said it could stop allowing publishers and people in Australia from sharing local and international news on Facebook and Instagram. So what does that exactly mean? Do you have any indication or advice over what kind of content would actually disappear? As you say, some of it is about going to it and clicking on links and going to news sites, others, people pasting news on Facebook.
Yeah, what I assume it means, and again, we haven't been able to talk to them about this, but I assume it means that they would take down any content that we sought to publish to Facebook and only leave up their content from, you know, people that published it that they didn't feel they had to have a commercial agreement with. So it really is an abuse of monopoly power.
It would mean a lot of oversight, wouldn't it?
Oversight for whom?
For Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, they have an obligation, like we all do, to ensure that whatever service they're providing to Australians has a degree of reliability and honesty and transparency. And, you know, these are also standards that they've shied away from over time. So to then take the next step of actually excluding reliable news sources from their platform, how that serves their audience or the community or their notion that this would be a disservice to Australians, I'm a bit bemused by their claims.
Nevertheless, it's a threat they've made. How much revenue would Nine lose if your content couldn't be distributed on Facebook?
Oh, look, it's not a substantial part of our revenue at this point in time. The traffic that we get clicked through from Facebook to our sites, you know, is a small part of our overall consumption.
How many of those 2.3 billion clicks go to your new sites? Are you aware?
I don't know that number, Fran.
Is it a substantial part of your influence, though? I mean, Facebook has 17 million account holders in Australia, far more than any media organisation. Does this help, you know, you have influence over public opinion? And if you're not there, is that a big gap?
Look, it would be a gap. I think, you know, what we've been arguing is the whole media landscape has changed over time, and we do recognise that, you know, Australians now do use other platforms to consume their news. Our only argument is, well, that's great. Actually, there is a value there to Australians, but if you exclude us from monetising our traffic on that platform, then, you know, then we're not, it's not a fair deal. And, you know, another way that we've argued in the past would be to allow us to put advertisements around our content when it's on Facebook. But if we've done that in the past, they take down that content. So, you know, it's just an example of the fact that they are a monopoly and they want it all on their terms.
Yeah, but can you understand that a business that has grown so successfully, grown so huge so quickly, yes, it gives it influence, but that's its business model. It's been successful, more successful than yours. Why should they pay you for their success?
Well, I think there's already been a value exchange. I think, you know, your comments sort of prove that out. The platform is partly successful because of the ubiquity of the content that's available on it. And it's only now that I guess the ACCC and now the government supporting that have seen that that's what's been occurring and decided that this is a regulatory change that's needed to introduce fairness into the system. And I think that's all it is. It's just fairness reflecting the value of what our content delivers to that platform over time.
And what would be a fair price? How do you strike that price?
Well, in our mind, a fair price would reflect, you know, a percentage of the revenue of that platform should be paid to people that are, you know, producing content that, you know, has value on the platform. And that's what we've been arguing with the Commission.
But what do you argue is a fair percentage? Have you come down to those tin tacks yet?
Well, we've previously put out numbers that suggested that, you know, 10% would be a fair value. You know, that's also reflective of other regulatory regimes that exist for, you know, music rights, for example, or what exists for pay TV in terms of obligations to do local content. So there are plenty of reference points for those sorts of arrangements.
So sorry to ask you to clarify this, but 10% of what?
10% of their revenue.
10% of their revenue for your content?
10% of their revenue for all publishers' content.
For all publishers' content, yes, not just Nine's. Well, that's going to be a huge windfall, isn't it?
Look, it would be a substantial amount of money. I mean, if you think about it, you know, our estimates of Facebook, you know, probably has about $1.2 to $1.5 million of advertising revenue in Australia. So, you know, $120 to $150 million. You know, really won't be, it sounds like a significant sum for publishers, but in the context of Facebook's, you know, $1 trillion business, it's hardly a big commitment.
The government, the Treasurer, says the Australian government won't be bullied, won't be swayed by threats. Are you confident in the government's resolve? Do you think these laws will be in place by December, as is planned?
Yeah, I think the government has been very firm on this. I think, you know, there's been a recognition, the ACCC report was landmark. You know, the important thing in that report was a recognition that it's not products that this relates to, it's the core service. In the case of Facebook, it's the newsfeed. In case of Google, it's search. You know, again, in Google's case, if you had two search engines that existed in the market and we could do a commercial agreement to one and not the other, then the one that we, you know, had search results for news would be a superior product. And so it's that recognition of the value exchange that we provide that's brought about these legislation. I think the government is very committed to it, from what I understand.
The media companies have had a pretty united position here. Do you think that's going to stick, or are you or others, do you think, tempted to negotiate your own deal with Facebook, stay out of a mandatory legislated code?
Oh, look, I think the media companies have been united. I think it's been a problem that we've been seeking to address for some time. You know, we have to recognise that, you know...
What I'm saying is that unity going to stick? Or if you can see a better deal for Nine by going it alone with Facebook or Google or whoever, that you might be tempted to do that?
Well, the code process now implies that there will be individual negotiations with publishers. So that's the process that, you know, the code, we're still waiting for the final form to be released following commentary, but it does anticipate individual negotiations by publisher.
Former chair of the ACCC, current chair of Public Interest Journalism Initiative, Alan Fells, says if the companies don't play ball, the government could hit them with a 10% tax on digital revenue. Is that likely, do you think, and do you support that idea?
Well, it's an alternative solution, isn't it? I mean, if the code process is frustrated or or obfuscated in some way, then an alternative for the government is to introduce a tax regime. I would hope that companies like Facebook and Google would certainly, engage constructively with the publishers and seek to find a commercial agreement and one that's a win-win. And at the end of the day, there is value exchanged both ways. It's not just one way.
How confident are you that Facebook and Google will comply?
Well, there's a couple of... You've got to split the issues into two sort of camps. There's an issue about payment, which is one issue, and then there's an issue about minimum standards, which are things like algorithm transparency, data sharing and others. I think if you look at what Google's been saying in the market, they are seem to me to be more focused on the minimum standards issues, the algorithms and transparency issues. That seems to be where they're worried about the implications of those particular provisions. I think they seem to be less focused or have less commentary on the payment side of things. So, I feel that there's a recognition that there is a value exchange two ways, that we're not compensated for ours, and that I think there should be some payment. And, I feel confident we'll get to an outcome.
Hugh Marks, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Hugh Marks is the Chief Executive Officer of Nine. We did approach Facebook, as I mentioned, for an interview, but so far they've declined. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 8.